Beloved Swa, it's a real blessing to be part of this winter retreat and to sit at your feet. The cooking has been good and worth it, indeed. It's time to write and share from my experiences. The sittings and vipassanas has been the best so far in my career on this sacred path. In your career. Be careful, otherwise I will fire you. No? Haven't you heard that? You fired. I had a great career. There's some people say I have a great career. Yes, I've been studying meditation for 27 years. One sitting was amazing. That was almost total meltdown. Let go. Ah, I never experienced it before. That's the thing, those things that you never experienced before. That is the meltdown. I just kept watching my breath and thoughts, and then it just happened. That must be grace from existence. That's it, it just happens. And it can happen anytime, but of course, when you are present, relaxed, then it happens much easier because you are available for it. Otherwise, it might even happen, but you are so busy. That's the sign of meditation, that you are just available. You are available for the moment. You are inviting the moment. At other times, while sitting, certain thoughts kept recurring. I see that behind these thoughts are anger or fear, and they are not so easy to let go of. You have to see your enemies before you can kill them, no? That's the good news. No, you have seen, no? How can you get rid of somebody if you haven't seen what it is? You're fighting ghosts. If you see, then you can make strategy then. During an inquiry group, I felt, not quite to my surprise, that I had sort of a muscular shield around my chest and throat. Never has this old protection been so tangible before. That's what I go on reminding you, Buddha, and everybody. That slowly, slowly, you will start seeing things. Otherwise, I can talk about it, but if it's not your experience, then it doesn't really go in. You don't see the reality of it. You have to have your own experience. Then you see. No, you say. I saw that I had some sort of muscular shield around my chest and throat. Never has this old protection been so tangible before. No, because you've never been looking, you've never been so present before. That's the beautiful thing with awareness, with seeing. Because in the light of clarity, nothing can hide. Then you see the situation, even though sometimes it's very uncomfortable. But at least then you see the situation. And when you see it, You just have to accept it. If it comes from the outside, then you can always protect yourself. You can always have your own ideas. You can always have doubts. How can they see? How can they know? But when you see, then you have to accept. It's like you've never gone down in the basement. Everything is fine down there. Your grandfather said everything is in order. And then one day, no, maybe I have to. No, I have fixed up the house. It's livable in the house now. Windows are also cleaned, I have painted. But the basement, maybe I should check. I don't know if I trust that guy. And it's so long ago. Then you take a strong flashlight and you go down there. And then, oh my God. I thought everything was fine. But here's a lot of stuff there. And really old stuff. And really smelly stuff. And why is this here in the first place? Is it not for any use anymore? But how to get it out? That's when you make strategy then. What is the best way? And that is depending on the junk, no? We have different methods to get rid of all junk. But main thing is that you see and you become aware that you don't want it anymore. Otherwise people protect the junk because they haven't really seen that. They haven't been down there in the dark basement. They trust the old grandfather. Everything is fine. Everything fine. Fine day today. Fine day today. There has been a reason for this shield, but now it is time for it to start melting by compassion, trust. This week I've been at work in Oslo for 3 days. Actually, it was not at all too bad to enter that busy office life from the vulnerable space, as I expected. However, I noticed that it's so easy to lose the connection and leak my energy when I'm at work in Oslo on my own without support. It is always the test to bring it with you. But again, the more aware you become of your situation, the easier it becomes. You find ways. You catch yourself. And you don't need to be so involved. Just, if you like the work, focus on the work. Then you become even better at your work. You don't leak it out with the surroundings. I feel I have a mission to do in the field I'm working, and I have had some since I was a boy. I have skills, I have network. Even though the field is right, I'm not quite comfortable with my current job. I'm not able to figure out how I can make good changes regarding the job. So I more or less stop figuring it out and try to accept the situation. There is some things you cannot figure out. You had a hint of that. No, the grace came. Where did it come from? When you were just in the right space, then it happened. You couldn't do anything. So now you have been thinking about the job also. Stop thinking about it. It will happen. Suddenly you will see. You get an insight. Otherwise you spend a lot of mind and time for that also. You like the work, you say, then what's the problem? Just be ready for that you can become a little more strange in people's eyes. That's the whole thing. And if you don't take any notice with it, if that is clear from the beginning, then you can really enjoy anywhere. But just because you have a certain image and you have a certain idea and you've been behaving like this and that, then to break it is a little difficult in the beginning. But if you are clear that, no, I want to save more energy, focus more on the work, no matter if you are alone in your house or if you are in the office with 20 people around you, focus on what you're doing. This is my project. You don't care. Don't get involved. And then everything in between. This is what you have to look at. I say always, when you get insight, when you come back to your heart, when you come back to your awareness, it will demand changes because you have been asleep. You have been doing stupid things. You haven't been taking care of yourself. And if you're going to integrate it, you have to start changing things. No society, mind, ego, expectation, the outside, has formed you in a certain way. Now you have come to a place, suddenly you start seeing, no, enough is enough. I can do what I want to do. Then, of course, it takes some courage, some changes. You have to refurnish a bit. You have to change a bit. But if you understand that this is what is expected from you, this is how it should be, then you feel happy about it. And only when you are in conflict, when it's not clear, then you have in conflict, then you have doubts, then you have guilt, then you have fear. If you are clear, then change happens very quickly. The job is offering good challenges and it flows more easily now. But at times it is too stressful and I lose myself. This job, work, issue is not clear to me. I would be very thankful for your guidance. With love and gratitude, with Buddha. No, you have a job you like, your energy is for it, you have skills, you feel even that you have a mission, good. Let it be a big mission. Enjoy it. Don't make a problem out of it. You know, this is how life is. You always have to interact with people. Do the best out of it, no? So more clarity you get, the more clear things will be. The thing is, just have the courage to make changes what you need. And it's always a challenge to integrate it. That is where another challenge, not to just come back to yourself, but to integrate it in your life. So it should be the same, it shouldn't be any difference. Your inner and your outer. In the beginning is a big difference, your inner life and your outer life. No, they have to come more and more close. You do what you like to do, and you are creative, and you make it even better. That's how it should be. But the challenge is always, if people go back after they have come back to themselves, is always some fragile moments. Because now again you have touched your heart, your silence, your peace, your clarity. And then you see, maybe you have to go back to a place you don't want to live. Maybe you have to go back to a job that you don't like. Maybe you work with people you can't stand. Maybe you're in a marriage that you don't like. Maybe you're in a relationship that you don't like. Maybe it's many, 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 many things. So this is what you have to see and be strong enough to make changes out of your clarity. Nobody else can do it. You have to feel that. No, you're standing up for your truth, your own insight. Nobody is telling you that, but you are responsible for yourself. And no matter how long you've been asleep, no, today is a new morning. And if anybody doubts that, open your eyes and the sun is shining. Many times these things, it takes people away. You have to go away many, many times and come back many, many times, no? Again and again I see people get involved with some work, some idea, something that takes them away. Then they come back. Or in relationships. That's a classic. Everything is so hunky-dory. And then how much energy, how much emotions, how much dramas, how much talking. And then when it's finished, many times I get letters. Ah, no, I feel so available again. No, I'm just so in touch with myself. And, oh, no, it's so good. I'm free again. Where have you been? Again and again, it happens. Where do you spend your energy? It shouldn't stop your development. No matter what it is. Many people, even who are close to me, they write to me, and then suddenly they get involved in something or some relationship, then totally gone. Then when it's finished, then again they start writing. Where have you been? To Pluto? You have to be steady. You have to show that you are really connected, devoted, courageous to go on. It's very easy. Very easy to lose the connection with yourself, and then you lose your connection with me. You see the difference when you are connected with yourself, when you are coming back, then everything is fine then. It's a flow. Otherwise it's just a rocky road. Very good, people. You look happy now, is it good? Very good. That's it. When you're happy, you can make manage anything. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus, but I'm from Pluto. I don't fit in anywhere. Oh my God. I was reading in a book, I'm from Venus, but I feel like I'm from Pluto. Into the wind, like a bird. Beloved Babaji, I feel so grateful that the only way to say thank you is by becoming more and more conscious. Yes, that's right. Because more and more conscious, then less and less misunderstandings, no? Then it's very nice. I receive so much from you that I don't need anything else. I feel so full of your love inside my heart that I can't even think about any wish or desire. But still there is one subject coming up all the time, and even stronger in this retreat. And I don't want to torture myself anymore trying to understand. So I decide to share with you and not lose the opportunity anymore. Something inside me wants to be physically closer to you, but how can I still have this desire if I already feel so close to you, if I already receive so much love, support and care for you? Love is a mystery. You can't figure it out. That's how it is. It's bigger than you. Don't try to figure it out. It is like it is. Huh? And of course, if love is there, you want to be close in all ways, no? That's what love is. You want to be close. Could you comment on this? Thank you very much. At your feet, always and forever, Tamani. Very good, Tamani. But it is happening, and it will happen, don't worry. Beloved, not full, neither empty, my inner longing is that the cup just breaks. I love you, Ayana. What does Ayana say? Is it full or empty? Or not? Huh? Nothing. And how is it when it's nothing? When it's nothing, it's good. It's a good nothingness. Not full, neither empty. My inner longing is that the cup just breaks. And what is the cup? What is the cup yet? What is the cup that needs to break? When you wrote this, my inner longing is that the cup just breaks. What do you mean by the cup? What is supposed to break? Your mind, good. No, it's gone now. So, a cup is broken. Then, who can say if it's full or half empty? There's no cup. Very good. Very good. That's the only very people who wants to travel very light. They don't even have a cup. It was a time of my life, I was just like a sadhu boy, like this traveling sadhu in India. And one of my possessions, that was a water container, a lota and a cup, no? Because you had to have chai, no? You have to. But if that goes also, what's the big deal? You just take it straight. It doesn't matter what kind of thing you have, the main thing is it goes in. That's what it is. No, main thing, it goes in. Beloved, today, suddenly these tears of compassion with this loving heart, tears of gratitude to this heart that never stopped loving, not for a second. Even if I closed all doors and all windows and made myself arrogant and cold and proud, not for a second this heart stopped loving, even when I abused it, letting others abuse it. Not for a second this heart stopped loving, tears in awe, for this courageous, loving, flowering, overflowing heart. Everything I ever have longed for is inside myself. But this heart never stopped whispering to me. But I was never able to recognize its voice before I came. It came through your lips. This heart never stopped loving, but I was never able to recognize the love before I saw it flowing from your eyes. This heart always guided me, but I was never able to follow it before you took my hand. This heart always embraced me, but I was never able to trust it before you held me in your arms. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for teaching me to love myself, to respect my own heart. I bow down to the heart. I bow down to you. Eternally grateful, Savini. My sweet beloved Svaha, here I come, emptying myself, learning how to rest and relax again with the loving support from this beautiful family, my real family, my heart family, remembering love, remembering you. May I never get lost again at your feet with a loving heart, Amrita. Amrita. No, it is how it should be now. Very good. That is how it is to remember. I'm very happy. Because I never forget. I've missed you, no? And you are excused because you forget. I cannot forget. That is my problem. Very good. No, may I never get lost again, no. Don't do that. I don't think so. You just stay now, okay? No matter what. Don't let anything come in the way, no? Beloved Swa, in your divine nectar, drinking, in your Zen Bull talks, oh, if they could just go on forever, listening, in your beautiful vast silence, in your boundless love, in your grace, I bow down at your feet in sweet surrender, and at your service in love and gratitude as money. Very good, Asmani. Asmani, you are really with me on this caravanserai now. Very good. Very good. May everybody be happy. Aum Shanti. Take care of yourself, no? Be courageous enough to follow up and stand up for your truth, your heart. Bambi, Bambi.